So the agenda consultation is a common instrument for the IFRS Foundation to get the stakeholder input for its work plan. And this carried out in regular terms every few years, and it is part of the IFRS Foundation constitution. And in this constitution, you can see it on the slide, it is specified that every 5 years the ISB shall carry out public consultation. And particularly of worry is to say that the agenda consultation here now is for a shorter time horizon, for only 2 years. And the agenda consultation takes the form of a so-called public request of information, and the trustees and the advisory council has to be consulted. And we can already go to the next slide. So you find on the website of the IASB a project site for this agenda consultation, and you find it in the slate of strategic and governance, and there are all information and all decisions that have already taken place. And on the next slide, there's an overview of what was discussed in the last months. And now I hand over to Erica to give some general information about the content of the project, so we can go into the details.
Yes, this project site was also the base for the core contents and the next slides I worked on. So first of all, what is the core content? So the idea is, as Christina already said, the consultation and request for information will be for the ISSB's initial 2 year work plan. And as there are limited resources at the moment, due to the relevance of work, the ISSB allocated the work into two categories. First of all, the foundational work, and then the new research and standard setting. And the idea for the foundation is to build on the IFRS S1 and S2 foundation. And this will be where most of the resources go to. So there will be the majority of resources. And for this part, there will be no formal request for feedback, as the work already starts because it's time relevant. And this will be only described to provide some context, but will be not part of the request for information. And then on the other hand, there's the new research and standard setting. These will be new potential projects, and these will be publicly consulted. And the idea is that these will be new projects which build on the IFRS S1 and S2 standard foundation. And as most of the resources are allocated to the foundational work, There's limited capacity for these projects, and this is why there will be a request for information to find out which projects are taking on. So first of all, to the first pillar, this is the foundational work. These are, as I said, most resources are located here, and these will be built on the IFS S1 and S2. And the idea is to, on one hand, improve the SESB standards, as we already talked about this morning, internationalization, to enhance the international capacity applicability. Next, to take on the SESB standards, the legacy of the SESB standards project, and advance the work of the SESB standard board. Next, the support of the adoption and application of the IFS S1 and 2. First of all, provide materials to support capacity building, for example, the implementation guideline. Next, focus on the core concept and on formal articulation. And then the digital taxonomy, the idea is to publish an exposure draft. Then the next pillar is the coordination with other standards, so connectivity, we talked about that yesterday, collaboration with IASB, and then the interoperability, which is also interesting at the moment, with other sustainability reporting standard setters like GRI and IFRAC. And then finally, focus on IFS S2 and continue research and discussion with this standard. And now I would like to hand over to you to talk about the new research projects, and then you can switch off works.
So yeah, the second, say, category of works, of work that it will be, let's say, the core of the agenda consultation, concerns new research standards and setting projects. So I would like to underline the fact that these four are all research projects. So first stage, so research, and then they can like turn into some setting project, but we need to do some research at the beginning. And which are these four projects? Is like the first one is called Biodiversity Ecosystems and Ecosystem Services. So basically it's a nature-related project. And the second one is called Human Capital. And again, there it is mentioned like the priority can be given to, in terms of topic, to DEI, so diversity, equity, and inclusion. But this is what has emerged from our research and outreach. But this can completely change after consultation. It's just what we have learned from the research and outreach we have done. But of course, it's nothing written into stone, so it's something that is subject to consultation. Same is with human rights. Again, here we tried to give the title and categorize different topics that emerge from the research and outreach that we have done, and so we call it human rights, and then we try to describe what we mean with human rights in the request for information so the difference between the two, just to say, human capital and human rights, the big difference we try to highlight is that human capital is more focused on, say, the direct workforce of the company, while human rights is more focused, so the scope is more along the value chain. Of course, there are overlaps between the two. Some topics are in common, so this is part of the consultation. So we will ask for most urgent subtopics, any framing it's not agreed with the stakeholders, so it's something that we acknowledge in the description and we want feedback from stakeholders, because these are all complex topics and quite topics, so we are aware that we try to squeeze them into, say, divide them into some silos, but we know that everything is interconnected. So we hope to get good feedback on this. And so the first three projects are
let's say, ceramic topics, as commonly known, let's say. The fourth project, so here is like what I found on the website, that it was like, sorry, in the papers, that was called Connectivity Reporting. So there were a few changes in the last couple of weeks. Now this project will be after this week, the whole week, this will be called Integration in Reporting. So why? So we published a paper last week for a board paper, because this week is also ISSB board week, the first one, virtual. And so the board will discuss on Thursday about this change in the project. And so now the scope of the project is a bit wider. So it's on integration and non-connectivities. So this is technicalities, but basically we had this change for two main reasons. The first one is that now we had, so back in February, we had the final decision on the technical content on S1 and S2. And a lot of the connectivity part is already covered in the two standards. So we decided to go a step further, so with integration, and also that this project here on the screen was meant to be a project in collaboration with ISSB already, while now we prefer to ask the stakeholder how we should pursue this new project, wider project called Integration Reporting, especially because then the standard developed by the ISSB are gap agnostic. So, so we prefer to ask what the stakeholder should do in this case. And of course, there are more information, I think, that shared on this new project in the board paper. So that's it's already public, and of course, we will provide more information in the investment information. Try to be very short. A lot of information we're getting already for that. First of all, thank you for Christina and Erika that prepared the slides that was pretty useful. And just here is just to give you an overview of how the content will be structured in the investor information document. So I can tell you more, but basically where we are now. So we are undertaking several internal review steps, like both editorial and board and other colleagues are reviewing the document, but it is already kind of shaped. So we have more or less the final text. And again, these agenda consultation is for the 2 years after this consultation. So for several reasons that are summarized also in previous board papers starting from July. But that's like something we thought useful for ISSB as a first agenda consultation. And so going back to the content, so what will you find in this document? So first of all, an introduction where we clarify the goals, the scope, and also kind of the structure on how to respond, and the timeline of the project or the consultation. After that, you will find background to the consultation, that is an extreme summary of the process behind this document and the two buckets of categories of work that we need to find. The third section is on strategic direction and balance of the ISSB activity. And here you will find a description of the foundational work that is basically all the bubbles there, but for the one that is darker, so the on the new research. So all the foundational activities are described. It's not a very long document, so it's a short description, but we provide more detail. And just to clarify, we are still working on this chart, but just to clarify that basically engagement, stakeholder engagement and connectivity with IASB and interoperability are concerns all the other four activities in the background. So it's like they are core activity that concerns all the others. So And just to say, this foundational work has already started or will start as soon as the design is to will be public. Following to that, we describe the criteria we use to assess and prioritize the new projects. And finally, we will explain basically the process that we are undertaking to prioritize the new research projects. And so it's like the research we have done, the outreach we have done, and then an appendix including the description of the four projects. And the second appendix including the description of the initial list of projects we considered back in July, from where we prioritized the four projects that were mentioned before. And again, these are the four projects that I described before. This slide is just to, again, underline the fact that our research project, as I said before, the four project is still under discussion. And as I said before, the initial focus, as mentioned in the description of this project, the request for information, is nothing written in stone. It's something that we found from our research as a result of our research, but again, it's subject to consultation. And so just a few words on the question, so first of all, we try to encourage respondents to submit responses via survey. We of course leave a lot of space for free text and comments, but this will help us in like doing a more efficient analysis. But of course, there is the option to send open letter, comment letter, and the questions that you will find in the document are the first couple of questions regards all the activities. So we ask stakeholders to tell us the relative priority among the different activities. And while additional questions, so most of the questions are on the new research projects, and these questions regard the criteria we use to prioritize the project and the prioritization among the four projects. So if we should pursue one project or all the four projects or two or three. And another question is on the priority of the subtopics. So when I say subtopics, for example, under biodiversity, ecosystem and ecosystem services, some subtopics can be water, ecosystems and resources, for example, or land or deforestation. We have a list. And then we also ask about the resources we should consult and so on. There are four or five questions for each question. And here's the timeline. So after publication. So now, as I said, so we are in March, and in the next board meeting, the board will discuss about the fourth project. In April, and during the board meeting in April, we will discuss first the length of the comment period, and say a couple of words about it, and the permission to publish. The length of the comment period. So basically, given the urgency of the ISSB mission, we asked the trustee the permission to have a shorter comment period, so for example, 90 days instead of 120. The trustees agreed, but they had some concerns. So now, as a technical staff, we are going back to their concerns and we are writing our recommendation. So we are not sure yet if the comment period will be 90 or 120 days, but we are trying to see what makes more sense. And of course, this will affect a little bit the timeline that I drafted above. So, but anyway, the request for information will be published in May, regardless of the length of the comment period. Then, assuming that we will have 120 days, the comment period will end in September. And then in the last quarter of this year, we will deliberate and publish the feedback statement, and then we will execute the work left in the 2 years, but after the end of this consultation. And I think that's
it. Thanks, Francesca. this very good overview. The initial questions. How was I start off the access, the link between all these three assessors of the all initiatives that have converged into effective can maybe elaborate the step projects that have been taken up from the end, for example, CDSB's work or ideas at least.
So the foundational work, basically, so yeah, so there is, so you mean the foundational work or the project we consider for the new?
There's certain heritage works by from
yeah. Yeah, so yeah, so basically the work that we have done in the last 10 years. So when I say we, I mean the SB Value Reporting Foundation of the SAS VDF Integrated Council. So that work was a significant part of our pool of resources for the research we are undertaking. And so yeah, so like that was really used to define the initial list of topics that we published in the paper in July. And as a, again, the same list you will find in Appendix D of the consultation document. And yes, yeah, so like we of course leveraged on years of research and outreach. And the point is that the work at CDSB, so the on water and biodiversity is of course a great resource for the new research assembly setting projects on the nature part for our nature project. And while to what concerns SASB, we decided, so the board decided to include it as a committed work for two main reasons. So one is because the industry specific information are has emerged to be important for investors, and we have this appendix B that now is not, it's like it's part of the illustrative guidance of S2, but still it's like it's guidance, I think even guidance standard already. And so, this is the first reason. The second reason is that when the Value Reporting Foundation has been consolidated into IFRS, the legacy of some of the SASB project that were ongoing has been taken, and this project were already in an advanced state, and so we will finalize this project also because they will inform future research. Because, like there, for example, there is a project on plastic pollution or human capital, so that's the reason why they are part of the committee work. Yeah, and I believe also Michael, like the work, for example, on nature, both from CDSB and from SASB, will also inform part of the research on existing ICC standards on S2, so on climate, because we wanted to produce some documents. We don't know yet the nature of this document, like if it would be used as guidance or application guidance to support, say, a moralistic approach on climate. So when you disclose about climate, you should like have a wider view on other topics, both nature and social, like for example regarding just transition. So all these resources that we already had are, of course, useful, but also other resources like TNT or GRI. And we will ask also our stakeholder if we missed any resource and what we should focus on. How about
further questions for Jessica?
And maybe one comment or one fact that will come from the government from the future corporate field of utilities. And I was wondering, you mentioned that there's a slight change in the name of the fourth subject matter,
yeah,
talking about connectivity versus integration reporting. That's what I've noted down. Could you elaborate a little bit what the rationale for this is? Because, I mean, you know, there's some discussion going on, the different realms talking about what connectivity actually could mean, what are some sort of minimum standards, what are some of the requirements for that. And I wonder, just for your background, 10 years ago I was working in the IRRC together with a number of colleagues trying to find an approach for a framework which basically aligns financial, and at that time we talked about non-financial, so today we talk about sustainability information. And I wonder, is this something like a revival of this idea, or would you say, oh, this is going way too far? We're just now in the at some sort of intersection where we are kind of regaining momentum. Is this the better interpretation, or what would you think?
Yeah, so I'll try to respond because I'm not like an expert in integrated reporting, but like the point is that, as I was trying to underline before, is that like from as far as like our colleagues told me, like from connectivity to integration, like there is a sort of this. So integration is a step further. So connectivity is like really concerns the information you have in a report, and they should be presented in a connected way. So they should like be called.
Whatever that means, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So like in a consistent way. While in integration, it's more on an approach that you take when preparing the disclosure.
Or governing the company.
Yes. It's more in preparing the disclosure. In this
preparing
case,
the disclosure.
In this
okay,
case.
Okay. That's a more humble approach.
Then maybe like you will read the impact, but
yeah.
Like it's not integrated. it's integrated thing, but in this case, like at least it's for preparing the disclosure. But the point is that we should like the aim of this is to prepare or to develop guidance on how to in practice do this. And this is of course again it's a step further in the sense that this should like unlock potential like new layer of value creation and so on and so forth. So yeah, but it should be strongly based on integrated reporting. You will ask this question in the consultation, but yeah, so that's strongly based on the integrated reporting. And this is
because I think it's really nice because Nicolette just mentioned integrated thinking, and I remember the times when there was a question whether you used the term integrated reporting to capitalize letters or not, because it has some sort of different meaning. Yeah? Are we talking about the entire process from start to the end? Because being responsible at our company for sustainability reporting, the question is, do I want to prepare a good report, or do I want to govern the company in the most sustainable way? And at the end of the day, there is some sort of reporting which we will do on an annual basis. And we started with point number one, and we are now on the way to step number two. And I think the mindset that you apply has a huge effect on the report at the end of the day. And I mean, what we are now in this is interesting phase with EFRAG and the ESRS. We are now very much focused on reporting. And at the end of the day, we have to remind ourselves, why do we do that? And this then relates back to the question that we actually do that in order, I mean, talking about coming from the EU, talking about Green Deal, and I think also the IFRS has some overarching target, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's not only about reporting. I mean, this is at least not the rationale, not the purpose why I'm doing the job. And the question is, of course, how do you define it? But maybe coming to the second point, talking about human capital, human rights, and that's basically talking about the social pillar, right?
Yeah.
One is internal, the other one is external. And I wonder with human rights, I mean, is it about reinventing the wheel? Or, I mean, we have now in Germany, the German Supply Chain Act, we have the CSDDD coming up. And I wonder, what is the starting point for that discussion? When we will discuss these issues at the IFRS.
So the main point of selecting this topic is that, so at the international level, there are guidelines, but there are no established disclosure standards on these topics. And really, like, there are no research done that is like already robust that we can just say, okay, this is like a topic that we're going to plan out. It's really good for standard, for standard setting purpose. And so that's the reason why we selected it. And this was also what like several investors highlighted, is that like, yeah, there are guidance, but then each company is like reporting, for example, depending on the jurisdictional rules or local laws mm-hmm. that there are, but there's no common at least place that yeah. So that's the main reason. And honestly, it was also hard for us to find a list of subtopics for human rights. Like, yeah, so that's the among the three sustainability projects, this is the one where we have less disclosure related research that we focus on business and
actually it's really kind of funny that the human rights issue is the only one where Germany is for the first time front runner, right? I mean, with the German supply chain, like, usually we have a veto player, right? I mean, look at the NFIB and so forth. I mean, we were the last man standing, was against this entire step, right? And but now we are, funny enough, we are the front runner. And I might allude you to the fact that there is a questionnaire out there by the German authority called the BAFA. We can send you this. I mean, it's a full-fledged questionnaire with really material items that we have to cross-check. And I mean, they will prepare it also in a digital format, I think, a couple of weeks to come. And I think here that's a very granular, talking about risk, talking about violations of human rights. And for us, it's of course very challenging now. Should we focus now on this German? We have to report for the first time until April 2024. And now then there's a CSDDD on the horizon. And then, of course, I can put it in very shocking letters now. And IFRS is also thinking about something like this. Of course, it will take some time because it will, in a very thorough way. So take your time. And I really wonder what the rationale is. But thanks for sharing.
That was what we found in our research. I think research, but that was also a lot of outreach that we like a lot of meetings that we had with investors, meetings that were like a little bit more specific. We know this is important, but we don't really understand what we should ask for. Mm-hmm. And so that's good to know that like there is this
We can say that. I mean, there are a lot of controversial issues with like living wage or discrimination.
Yeah.
What is different discrimination in Germany, in Europe, and in Asia, right?
Shows one particular question. And also the European understanding was coming. It's not yet necessarily firing what's the big catch in the sense of some complexity from the standards. So it's something that he says that it's kind of inspiration to look at. Lastly, also the opening here of the liaison hub in Frankfurt, and also that discussed a little bit on the social side, there could be some opening advanced thinking. I think that's basically the essence of the what I understand is also guys, we could be helped with also in this consultation phase. Running up then to say okay, 90 days is not luxurious, but in the interesting to say it's doing something
meaningful. I wanted to go back to something to your integrated thinking. I mean, when I said this on disclosure, I meant like it's first probably on story, but then it would of course influence the thinking within the company. Again,
that's the
whole point. But like, what I can say is like, it would be strongly based on I hope I answered well your question. But like,
no, I think I got you right.
Yeah,
you can cite
me. Yeah. No. You can cite me. Yeah, but if you have another question, just let me know, and I will either directly to the right people. I'm more the nature person.
What do you see those challenges? If you do something international, something that will work in different continental cultures, doesn't just particular challenge.
Yeah.
experience or experience at the moment.
Yeah, there are several challenges.
I think especially social environments. I think on the environment side, it's more scientific.
Social even like in some jurisdictions, even the word human rights is a bit sensitive to use. So we try to we have this title, but then we try to describe it in a way that is clear. But it's challenging. So we are doing lots of efforts with jurisdictional working group and with different jurisdictions to understand what the baseline should look like. A lot of effort, yes. To create this global baseline,
In fact, the rights area is in fact oldest. So the declaration. 1948. It's just not applied. That's a different story. And there is also standards out. They are just voluntary. It's about having mandatory standards. That's the difference.
Yeah, and so I think that's mandatory standard, but also in our case, it's really you're right, there are differences in the ILO standards. Standards are there, but they are a lot. So we also would like to understand if we can do a sort of selection or prioritization to what matter to capital market, what it's interest of capital market, because maybe in the end it's everything, but we should researching because it's
That's maybe another perspective that capital markets were not interested in human rights and capital standards. Is there. I wanted to address a different area. Maybe you can share some light where you stand with regards to the digitization of your standards or the digital taxonomy. There's a project mentioned, the timeline.
I don't have many details on it, but work is ongoing, and we will publish a draft of our taxonomy before the end of this year. It's like
as
one has to, I mean, we are like there are some stuff, so for these, or if there is no, something sort of looking at there, there's something. For March, for a week, there is nothing on taxonomy, but I believe in the there will be.
Is it planned to have the taxonomy up and running
We don't need yet. I hope so, but we don't have time to do that. I can double check and come with you.
I wasn't really sure if it's coming simultaneously with the ability of the standards or not.
I will ask internally to come back. On this, because I've seen some timeline that I'm not sure that we'll see it already.
It's about.
It would make sense.
Should the first publication already be on the beach cast or not? Anything else? Because the system is for the ESRs.
A more general question, because how I understand the IFRS the constitution and the process handbook, the handbook is not directly applicable to the ISSB, right? So will there be some work on specifications on the new process for the ISSP in the future?
Yeah, in the future. It's not so. I mean, at this stage, we use the due, like we are really using the due process and the IFRS condition. We are part of it. But yeah, so when we think there we need some changes, we of course we go to the TC and ask. I'm not aware of any work in the short term on the due process handbook. Probably that would be something. I mean, I'm not aware. And again, we try to follow as much as we as possible. Ideas with us. But yeah, there is our mission that is a bit more urgent, not more urgent, but there are some, in our mission we say we want to publish, fill the gap of sustainability reporting or standard like sooner. So we have the first standard, so we hope we need a good and efficient job for these two. I'm not aware of any in the short term, but again, I can double check it for her. As well as a conceptual framework. So it's like, it's something that we should think about, but there is nothing in the pipeline in the short term.
I'm technical director at the DLC. And I have a question from the ESRS background. How much do you consider ESRS in your research and for the projects?
Yeah, so like ESRS will be a resource we would use, like I would say, both in terms of how the information categorized different topics, something to take into account. But also like how the disclosure requirements are structured. It's one of the main resources we are going to consider. I can speak about the issue of primary concepts.
Last question.
You discussed on the intensity the aspects of scalability. And are there any other thoughts in the direction of smaller medium-sized entities to have an impact on not so big companies?
So now at this stage, the ISSB has not, again, in its plan to have like a specific standard, as for example, the IESBS, but we, part of our work on promoting implementation of ISSB standards, part of the capacity building and also education, so we will provide material for it.
So, to be honest, I missed this aspect.
Yeah.
Yes, no, it's like, there will be in the description of the different foundation on our, but it's part of the bigger, these are very big activities, but like it's the promotion and implementation of standard will, I would say especially in terms of capacity building, we
know SMEs, we got a lot of feedback from an SME space last year in the presentation, so we want to that.
And again, I can double check it to have more details soon, and I will write to
you. See you from time to time at our office.
Yeah, my email is like easy. Difference from other ISSB colleagues, I have a very easy email, so it's name, surname. So it's, I was lucky to have one of the first ones to have name, surname, my first report.
Okay, but it's not so common.
No, exactly.
It was not. So, many thanks, Francesca, for today's presentation. It's very helpful.
I hope it was clear. Again, if you need me.
So things are developing and then we have a clearer over time and you always participate in the agenda presentation. I think that this is an America, a deep look into the subjects, we can also organize more that during consultation.
Yeah, definitely. We are also defining our engagement program. So, but whatever, even like one-to-one, if any company or any stakeholder would ask any question, I'm happy.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That leads us to more or less the closing of today's meeting, because we have last agenda item for today, and we've got about 2 days of production meetings. So I can close the meeting. You see each other. This year we have a physical meeting in June, and in between we have further online meetings to further discuss them. Also sector specific, that as well. And as well, on the next physical meeting, we also have now some confirmation discussions about any production to also achieve with base of yes, visit June. That's also the more evening. It's a Monday, yeah, I'm not sure. It's not a Monday. At least through the dinner, we have pleasure discussing also the preparing the live agenda consultation.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said it, please, thank you for the time.